on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Findlay Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Findlay Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
Welcome once again to Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Great to be with you. Among the three of us, with Robert, myself, and Coach, we probably got a full night's sleep if you add it all up together.
For sure.
Rebels got home from San Jose quite late last night, and I'm sure all of us had things to do quite early, so forgive us if we're just a tad sluggish, but the Rebels now 12-3 and getting ready for Utah State at the Thomas & Mack on Saturday night. Robert, trip to San Jose yesterday, that was a little bit unusual in terms of the way things went. You know, Coach likes to have a routine, and he likes to have a set way of doing things,
right,
where, you know, you shoot around at a certain time, and you have your meal at a certain time, and you have the lights go on at a certain time, and it didn't really work out, thanks to Squiddle got in the Transformer, and the Rebels had shoot around in the dark, which turned into kind of a walk around.
Right.
And then, very few people at the game. We you and I talked about it. We think all of that kind of affected at least the way the Rebels started that game.
Well, I think so. And you know what's funny? I'm doing this testing for subbing, right? And it talks about kids and routines. And it hit me, man. I'm like, their routine was messed up yesterday, so that's why the focus wasn't there. And, I mean, you know, there were other things, I'm sure, but it was a strange game. I mean,
it was a strange day all the way around. And we'll bring in Coach, and Coach, I'm making fun of it, but there is something to that. There is a routine, and I know you alluded to it on the postgame show. Part of the problem yesterday was the uncertainty of what was going to happen, and the kids, you know, they weren't expecting to play 100%.
Yeah, no one likes the unknown, you know, and all the way up to about 5:45, 6 p.m. when we were leaving the Marriott in Santa Clara, we weren't sure if we were going to play at home. No, I'm sorry, not at home, but
at San Jose.
We weren't going to if we were going to play at San Jose, at Stanford, or at 2 p.m. the next day. Or 12 or 2 the next day. So you got all the support staff running around like chickens with their head cut off trying to figure out, do we take this, do we take that? You got some of the players who had some families there that were trying to advise them on what they were going to do. And so we tried to keep the team as isolated as we could from all of the dynamics that were going on throughout the day. But, you know, we had to keep them informed to a certain degree as well. So it was one of those kind of deals where, you know, you had to let them know a little bit,
right,
but you didn't want to let them know a lot. So they were a little distracted, I think, but at the end of the day, there was no excuse for that type of start to that game. The energy was kind of crazy. And you could talk. We've got Shakur and Mbaka here tonight, so you could talk to them a little bit about what their mindset was going into the game. I don't know how much of a distraction it was, but I know San Jose State had to face the same thing.
Right, right.
Well, they didn't get to do shoot around with the cell phone lights, though.
That was that was cool, yeah.
That was pretty interesting. I don't think that was a first for me in 36 years of coaching. I've never done a shoot around by cell phone
lights.
Well, let's work on the nomenclature there, because it was a shoot around for one shot, and when we realized the ball hit the rim and we couldn't see it and
the
didn't
rebound,
know where it was going,
yeah.
It stopped being a shoot around and it started being a walk around.
Yeah, let's turn this thing into a walkthrough. But all's well that ends well. At the end of the day, we ended coming out with a victory on the road and in conference. Yeah, get a round of applause for that.
That's right.
So that's always a special thing. You know, you got to protect your house. Which we did not do our first game against Boise State, who beat New Mexico by about 31 or 30-something or whatever they did.
Yep.
But we were able to go and steal one on the road. So now what we got to do is continue to protect the house here against Utah State. You know, somebody told me they do some special activities before the game. I'm not privy to that. But what do they do at at home. Yeah, is there some kind of ban?
Well, there's a big season ticket holder appreciation night on Saturday night. They're doing a whole thing for the season ticket holders. There's a free giveaway. There's a raffle that you can get a ticket for on the concourse. The winners will be announced repeatedly throughout the game. They're giving away a ton of prizes.
Wow.
To season ticket holders. You can sign up to participate on all sorts of on-court competitions. And then there's what you're referring to is the Family Fun Zone that they have on the concourse.
Right.
They have live music.
That starts at 5 p.m.?
That's at 5 o'clock. Right.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
that's called a segue, you guys. I just threw him a line. I knew I got that all written down right here. I just want to give him his opportunity to hit it.
The marketing department's been doing their work.
No question.
The Family Fun Zone starts at 5 o'clock outside the arena. It's kind of a group tailgate party. There's music. There's games. There's all sorts of stuff. And you can take advantage of the Family 4-Pack offer. If you don't have tickets yet, you can go and get a Family 4-Pack of tickets. It's four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and it's just $56 for four people, which in today's day and age for a major college sporting event, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah. So I can't wait till we win our national championship. I retire so I can go to the fun zone.
You know what, Coach? You make the Final Four, I think they'll let you go to the fun zone.
I'll take that.
You have your own.
You have your own zone, exactly.
The Menzie Frenzy Zone.
Right.
You know what? Listen to that. The Menzie Frenzy Zone.
Please, don't start. Don't start.
All right,
it was an overtime win. Keep it down. Keep it down.
All right. The Menzie Survival Zone. We'll call it that. It was a case. I mean, you know, it's one of the challenges that you know, we've talked about over the years. And I think the guys who come to UNLV and play for the Runner Rebels learn this through their careers, that regardless of what has happened recently in the program, you've got UNLV written across your chest in the Mountain West Conference.
Yep.
Teams are going to be gunning for you.
Oh, man.
And the Runner Rebels walk into that arena in San Jose, where the lights are on or the lights are off, and they're getting San Jose State's absolute best effort.
That's right.
You know what? It's really, you know, Coach LaFleur, who had the scout, pointed out some statistics to the fellas today before our film session. We do a cleanup after every game, and we go back and we say, okay, these are the things that the scouting report said. This is how we performed. But one of the interesting things that Coach LaFleur pointed out today was San Jose State shoots, I don't know, Shakur, what was it on the year? Are they like 40% or 41% on the year, something like that? And they were 49% for the game.
Right.
They make 5 threes a game on average. They had 11 threes against us. And he went on. He had about, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 significant averages that they have and how much they were improved against us. And that's what you have when you have the UNLV brand on your jersey, is you got people who are gunning for you because of who we are. And so I think our guys are starting to understand that. We told them and tried to emphasize that this team is much better than their 3-10 record, now 3-11. But we tried to emphasize that, you know, they have a great shooter in Bauer. They've got one of the top players in the conference in Wellage. They've got some great role players, and they're the third longest, tallest team in the country.
That's amazing.
You know, and you don't realize that till you walk out there and you stand next to them, and you go, they go 6'10", 6'11", 6'9", 6'5", 6'7". It's their starting lineup. And it was just preparing our guys for that and getting them to understand now the conference is upon us. We would take a 1 point in regulation, a 25 in regulation, or an overtime win. But we had to take a win. We had to get a win, and we got a win.
And, you know, you can look at it in a variety of different ways depending on your perspective and your mood at the time.
Right.
But, you know, they say that good teams find ways to win. And the Rebels found a way to win
last
night.
You know, I will add to that. As I looked at the ticker, you know, you look at the ticker across the United States and all the different games that are being played, there are so many close games now because you're in conference. Teams have you scouted. The better teams do a really good job at scouting and taking away your strengths and trying to take advantage of your weaknesses. And you just look at the scores. You've got top 25 teams falling every night. You've got you know, top 25 teams that win by 2 and 3 points. I mean, that, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of parity in college basketball, and you've got to be prepared to play your best basketball every night. We did not play our best basketball. No knock on San Jose State. But they played very well. We didn't. And, you know, bottom line is we got the win, and we got it now. We just got to look forward to prepping for Utah State, and we'll talk about them, I'm sure, a little bit later in the program. But that was a great practice today, great energy and great concentration, and that's what winning will do for you.
Let's talk about a couple of individual performances from last night's game, and we'll start with the young man who's sitting down. Actually, he's not that young. He's relatively speaking, he's an old man. But Shakur Justin is such a matchup nightmare for most teams because of the different things he can do. And I'm loving the way I'm watching the way you and your coaching staff are designing plays to get him in positions to succeed offensively, whether it's coming off of screens, whether it's taking the ball off the elbow and coming down the lane,
right.
Whether it's coming off that little slip screen thing that you were running yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many different ways, and he's just becoming more and more of a valuable weapon on that end of the floor.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's the name of that play. We call it slip screen thing.
You know what? I think you should use that.
Yeah, that's the name of it. We call it slip screen thing. SST. Yeah, we just call it SST.
SST,
sure.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. They know exactly what we're talking about when we say that. But
at least you do.
Well, really, really good players don't need plays. Shakur gets his own a lot based off of his offensive rebounding prowess and his ability to hunt up basketballs. He has a nose for the ball. Shakur has one mission, objective in mind when we go into a game. And actually, I'll let him tell you what that is. But he's voiced that to the team. He's voiced it to the coaching staff, what his focus is going into a game. So that's a little something to hang around on the show for.
All right, we're going to have Shakur up here. We're going to make sure that it's not what Rob and I thought it was, which is make sure his hair doesn't get messed up during the game.
No. Actually, he looks really good right now.
He does. Looks sharp.
Hey, you know what? One thing that it really impressed me about him last night was down the stretch, he was guarding somebody at the end of the game. He made the guy throw a bad pass, and then he went up and blocked the shot all in one play.
Multitasking.
That's where I felt where most top players would have gave up on the play.
Right.
But he made the guy throw a bad pass and then went out and blocked the shot,
right,
which could have probably
was
tied
the game. Huge play in the game. Nunu was so good in the first half yesterday.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. We got multiple guys that contributed to that win. It wasn't a – you know, one guy night like sometimes we have that. But, no, I think Mbake had a good night.
Mbake had a great night.
Yeah, he did.
Nunu did
as well.
The kid who got I want to say it was Hillsman, but I wasn't – it was either
25.
Hill – it was, yeah, 25. I think it was Hillsman,
yep,
who on the breakaway got kind of a breakaway,
yep,
and came down the left side. How do you think he slept last night?
Oof.
after – speaking of SST,
it was a nightmare.
After the supersonic jet came flying down the other side
out of nowhere.
I said, they're lucky there were only 250 people there, because if there were 251, somebody would have gotten a basketball at about 100 miles an hour right in the noggin.
Well, he's very enthusiastic about, I'll say, for lack of a better word, he's very enthusiastic about his block shots. The key is to learn how to get that block and keep it in play.
Yeah.
He wants to try to take the air out of the ball when he blocks a shot, and which is great. We'll work on the finer techniques of blocking shots when he's in his sophomore and junior year. Right now, I just want him to go get the block. So.
He might be the first guy ever to block a shot and break the backboard with the ball after he blocks it at the same
time. Don't give him any ideas,
trust me. No. But it was Mbake's best game as a Runner Rebel, I think, thus far.
Yeah, I think he was very he got minutes, which is a part of it.
Yep.
I had opportunity to go offense, defense for him at the end of the game with Brandon in foul trouble, and he was ready to answer the call, did a really good job defensively. He was probably more nervous in his career ever when he had to go to the free throw
line. We're
going
to ask him about it.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting walk that he had before. He almost went to the other free throw line. He was walking so far.
Shakur stopped him
at half court. Say, hey, come on back. You know? But he was grabbing his head with both hands. It was hysterical. I was like, bro, you're not going to die if you miss it. it was great to see the young man get out there and knock down the critical free throw that put it into overtime.
It really was, and he had a great game, and he was part of a Rebel win. And as we said, Robert, you know you're not going to have your best every night. The Rebels, as Coach said, weren't at their best last night, and they still were able to manage the win on the road.
Well, I thought a lot of guys stepped up at the right times. You know, like Mbake, he gave you some quality minutes last night. And then some of the other guys, even Amari, he came in, knocked down a jumper. Mm-hmm. You know, just being aggressive, playing team ball.
Yep.
And I think guys came in at the right time and gave teams lifts when they needed it.
No doubt about it. Coach, I can't let you go. We had a question from a fan, and I'm going to ask it the way he asked it.
Uh-oh.
And he wanted to know about
wait a minute, are they a season ticket holder?
They are a season ticket holder.
Then I'll answer it.
They are a season ticket holder. And he wanted to know about the new dance move that you've taught some of the guys where they catch the ball and then do like a three-step shuffle.
Oh, the traveling.
The
call.
Traveling, yes.
Wow. You know, it's crazy. This dance, this was a big fad when I was growing up, and they never called it for traveling. And then I remembered it was in the NBA, and I shouldn't have taught them that dance. And they got away with it there, but we can't get away with it here at college. We went backwards in that area. But you know what we did today? And those guys will tell you, I sat with each one of them. I sat with Mbake. I sat with Shakur, sat with every single guy who traveled, Chris Clyburn and the whole bunch, and we went over, you know, just basic fundamental foot placement and bending at the knees and getting a more balanced athletic stance in the beginning of when you're on the perimeter. So many times our guys are straight-legged or they're playing too hurried. They're not playing. They're playing, you know, with a pace that's not conducive to being fundamentally sound and not traveling. So right. I won't go into all the technical aspects, but I sat with each guy and we had a one-on-one film session because that's something that easily to avoid going forward with them just paying a little more attention to their balance and bending at the knees rather than the waist.
Well, you got the W, and we got out of town.
Right. We did, and we got out of town quickly on the jet.
Man.
Courtesy of Maury Gallagher and the crew.
And Jordan and all the folks, and they did a great job.
Oh, man, let me tell you, there's nothing like winning, you guys, and I don't care if it's an overtime by one. And I know, let me just address this real quick before we go.
Sure.
Wait, we got a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I know a lot of people were upset by the ugly play. I know a lot of people were disappointed that we didn't win by more or just play better basketball. Just continue to understand that we're in a rebuilding stage yet still. And we've got multiple players that have never even played a conference game. That was their second conference game.
First conference road game.
Of their lives.
Yeah.
On a stage now where it's, you know, larger than they've ever been. So you got a guy like Shakur who's solid as oak wood, and he has five turnovers.
Yep.
And I'm sure he won't have five turnovers against Utah State. It's growth. It's a process. Be patient with us. Continue to rock with us, and we'll continue to try to win games for you. And I know it was tough for you, for a lot of fans to watch that, but it was also the verdict that we all, you know, wanted at the end of the day. So never forget that the winning is inevitably something that we're going to try to do every single game. And so I'm sorry about all the cardiac 911 calls that were put in.
Keep up the support.
Yeah, just keep rocking with us and don't get too down on us and understand that this is still a work in progress and we're hoping to continue to get wins along the way.
Yeah, I very well said, Coach. I think fans sometimes forget how quickly this turnaround has happened. You know,
and that's okay. You know, I want – hey, listen, talk about us good, talk about us bad. Keep talking about
that's
us.
That's right.
Like, I'm okay with the criticism. I just wanted to at least say, hey, let's always keep perspective, though. After you curse the TV out, you know, still tune in for the radio show. Still come to the game on Saturday. just keep supporting your Rebels, and we'll keep making you proud.
That sounds great, Coach. We'll take a break. We're going to come back and visit with Mbake. And Bakke Jung is going to join us when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. All right, we are back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you, and we are and joined by Sheck Mbakke Jung.
Yes, sir.
To join us here. It's great to have Mbakke here. Or as his teammates and some of the folks now around the Mountain West Conference are calling him, Mblocke, because of what he's able to do on the defensive end. Welcome. Appreciate you joining us. And I think we have to start talking about last night. First, let's talk about the game as a whole. You got a chance to play some extended minutes. Mm-hmm. And Robert, you and I were both talking about it. The improvement we've seen from Mblocke
from day one
to now to last night is really incredible. Can you feel yourself getting more comfortable on the court?
Yeah, I feel more confident like being on the court with my teammates. Because at practice, that's how we do, like Coach tell us, like to be like family, and that's what we do. Like, so even though I'm on the bench or I'm the court, I'm just like do my best to help my team win.
Well, yeah. if the Rebels are a family, Robert, he's a baby.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Grandpa's over there. sitting eating his dinner right now. Doesn't even know we're talking about.
Right.
But that is something that Coach and the whole staff talk about, right? Being
a family. Your family, yeah.
Does that make it easier for you? I mean, you're a long way from home. Does that make it easier for you on a day-to-day basis to be happy?
It's not that easy, but, like, we have great personality in the team, so it's not that hard to, yeah, it's hard to be, like, far from home without your mom, your dad, and your sister, brother. But I feel like I'm like in good hands with Coach Marvin Menzies, because when he went home, like he went to my home, and then my parents like really liked him, and then they told him he's my dad like over here, and then all those things. Yeah, so I feel like very comfortable being in the family right now.
Well, that's great. Now, this guy over here to your left, Robert Smith, is the career leading free throw shooter in UNLV history. Okay, 95% in his career. Robert, did you ever have a situation like Mblocke had last night, where your team was down one or two and you needed to make a free throw at the end of the game to send it to overtime?
Quite a few times in my career, but I think that's what made me a better free throw shooter was when I was young. You know, I made the mistake of missing a few, and after that, I practiced every day, 50 before practice, 50 after. That'll help you.
Oh. All right, so last night, you find yourself, it was a crazy situation because you weren't even supposed to be in the game at that point.
Right.
But because, and we'll explain the rule real quickly. During a timeout, if you want to make a substitution, if you're at the games, you know this. During a full timeout, a two-minute timeout, they blow the horn twice. They blow it once with a minute to go in the timeout, once with 30 seconds to go. If you're going to make a substitution, the player who is coming into the game has to go report to the scorer's table before that first horn sounds. Unfortunately, Brandon didn't get that done last night for whatever reason, and so he wasn't allowed to come in the game. So Junior over here winds up in the game, winds up getting fouled. Rebels down one with a couple seconds to go. What was going through your mind? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
It was crazy. I was nervous. Like, I wasn't supposed to be in. I was already on the bench. I was sitting down, and then they told me like, you gotta get back in, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. So,
got a great rebound.
Yeah, I got a rebound. I was at the right time and the right place. So, I think it was good.
And okay, so they foul you.
Oh, they fouled me. And then, I was so nervous that I walked through the half court. And then I got my hands. I'm like, so I just stepped through the line. And then I'm like, I've been practicing these free throws since.
That's right.
Like, after every practice, coach like told us to make at least 10 free throws in a row, so you can go get food or shot like 100 free throws before you go. So that's what went on my mind, and then I just shot the free throws.
And the first one looked good. The first one,
I thought that was going in, but it bounced and then go out, and then the second one, I'm like, I gotta make this one. So,
well, here's something you can remember when you get to the free throw line. I mean, even when I was in high school, it was something that always stuck in my mind. To get everything out of your mind when you step to that line, you think, okay. First of all, you put your feet on the line.
Yeah.
Second, you think of your form. And then third, you watch the ball go through the hole. And when I did that for 15 years professionally, and it worked for me. So don't think about how many people are in the stands or what the coach is saying. Think about what you have to do when you get to that line.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Thank you.
All right.
You got it done. And that was really impressive. Right. Because, right. I mean, that was your first real pressure situation.
Yeah. That was my, like, first and – first, like, pressure in my career basketball life, so it was good.
That's great. All right, we're having fun with you, but you are a long way from home, and yeah. Senegal, you know, Dakar, Senegal is your home. Do you get a chance to communicate with the family regularly? And what do you think about your experience so far at UNLV?
I have to talk to my mom or my dad like every day, so I can keep my focus going on, you know. Yeah. So, and what was the question?
What do you think of UNLV? How are you enjoying it?
Oh yeah, I feel myself at UNLV.
Good.
And I think like everybody else is feeling themselves like in the team, and they help us like to get better as a person and as a basketball player every day. So, I feel like it's a real family right here.
Well, I will tell you, and Robert, you can echo this.
Uh-huh.
We have said it numerous times, and if you listen to the broadcast, you listen to the show, if there's the thing we are most excited about for the future is watching Mbaké.
That's right.
Get better, because we know the potential is limitless, and we're really excited to see you get better and better and contribute and be a part of this program. Can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, de rien.
And we'll let you get back to your dinner. And I appreciate it, but hope we'll visit again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, fans.
And Mbaké John. We'll take a break. Want to remind you that our season ticket holder appreciation night is Saturday night. Before the Utah State game, stop by the table across from Portal 4 up on the concourse. You can pick up your exclusive thank you gift. You can get your ticket for the raffle. We're going to give prizes away all night long, and you can sign up to participate in on-court competitions during the game. That's Saturday night, Utah State season ticket holder appreciation. Also, the big party, the family fun event outside before the game. Saturday night, games at 7 o'clock at the Thomas Mack. Take a break, come back. We'll talk to Shakur Justin when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. Back at Bailiwick, John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. Marvin Menzies Radio Show here at this.
Where's Marvin?
He's around. He's lurking. He'll be back in just a little bit. But we've got another special guest with us, Shakur Justin, joining us. The Rebels 12-3, getting ready for Utah State Saturday night at the Thomas and Mack. All right, before we get to the basketball stuff, we all know how bad the weather is on the East Coast. Freezing temperatures, tons of snow. Yeah. It was, 67 degrees here today in early January? Shakur is from Newark, New Jersey. Shakur, how many people did you call or text today and say, it's 67 here? What's it like there?
Well, my grandma always gave me, like, the weather or the news update every day. So.
Man.
She told me, it's like 6 inches, and it was, 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, you got to stay in the house. And, you know, my grandmother's, full with joy. She's like, nah, I'm going to go outside and build a snowman.
No.
I'm like, just stay at the house. Drink some hot chocolate or something.
You enjoyed your first quote-unquote winter out here in Las Vegas?
It was okay. It was. I didn't expect it. You know, not knowing about Vegas at all growing up. And then when I got here, everyone was like, it's hot. I was here when it was 120.
Man.
And then when it got,
cool.
it got cool, and then it just got weirdly cold for like a couple of days, right. And I was like, all right, it's like a lot of wind, so
it can get that way. But yeah. We're having an unseasonably warm winter, yeah. So enjoy it. All right, let's talk about yesterday and talk about this season. Our second time to have Shakur on, who's having such a great season. Is it two Mountain West Conference players a week or just one so far?
Just one
so far, but we expect more. But yesterday was such a strange day for you. We've sort of talked about it in the abstract. Can you talk about, from a player's perspective, you know, the uncertainty? Are we going to play? Where are we going to play? What's going to happen? When are we going to play? Did that affect you guys, do you think, a little bit?
I think it took a toll on us a little bit, you know, like mentally, not physically. The whole day was just like lackadaisical. Like, we got up, ate breakfast, we did the scout, and then it was like, we're not going to go shoot around because, you know, the lights in the gym is messed up. So, you know, you go upstairs, take a nap, go back downstairs. You're like, it's not done yet. All right, go back upstairs, take another nap. we're far away from school. We ain't got nothing else to do but sleep or watch movies. So, and then we go downstairs to eat, pregame thing. And we still wasn't for sure if we were playing or where we were playing. So we got on the bus. We driving for, what, like,
yeah,
40
traffic,
minutes?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Traffic, yeah.
And then we finally got there, and I was like, wait, this is the place that got the blackout or whatever. So I'm thinking we about to go in there, and everything's dark. We're just going to sit there and wait for the lights to come on. We go inside, the lights is on. It's like, all right, we're going to play. So it was like our mindsets were probably a little off the whole day because we didn't know if we was going to play, when we was going to play. And then, like, everybody probably took a lot of naps. So your body is just, like, was real relaxed or whatever.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's very tough. I remember one game we had here at UNLV. And, you know, I'm used to doing certain things on game days, yeah. Get up, have my breakfast, right. You know, go shoot around, come back from shoot around, I'll take a nap, and then I'll go take a walk, you know, to just kind of loosen up. Well, that day I'm walking, matter of fact, it was on Maryland Parkway. So I'm doing my regular walk, getting my mind set for the game, and I look up and I see a dog get hit. So it just took everything away from basketball, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I go back and I try to get ready for the game, pack up and go. One of the worst games I ever had because it threw me off of my routine. So.
Are you a guy, Shakur, who's real routine-based? You like to do the same thing kind of every day when you have a game day?
Yeah, pretty much just get up, like you said, breakfast, you know. I always got to take a nap. I got to take a nap before the game. It's just normal.
It's just the way you do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's just soothing the mind, just taking a nap, you know, relaxing for a bit. And I like to stretch. I'm real big on stretching and then get up before, get some shots up and stuff like that. But
let's talk a little bit about last night, because I know, I mean, I was watching your reaction when we were talking about the game a little bit, and you're shaking your head. And you know the Rebels didn't put forth their best performance. Mm-hmm. And you know, turnovers and what have you, and kind of let you built that 11-point lead in the second half. With about 5.5 minutes to go, and then you let the Spartans come back, and you know, they shot it real well. They made a lot of big shots.
Yeah, they did.
But I know it frustrated you and it frustrated your teammates. Do you guys talk about that, and what do you think you have to do to keep that from happening again?
Well, first off, as I quote myself, I would never have 5 turnovers another day in my my basketball career. Hopefully, but
there you go.
That's just my goal. I'm not the type to turn the ball over. I like making plays, you know. I like just keeping us in the uppity, like, part of the game. I hate turning the ball over because it takes away from me and like my focus on the game. Because I'd be like, dang, I just messed up. I can't be messing up. But I applaud Sounds. They came out. They played their best. They played their hearts out. It didn't matter if they was down at. Because they was down, but they just kept fighting. They just kept going. Even the number one player, Wellage, you know, he had 4 at the half. Came in the second half, not discouraged. You know, just still had a good game. Had 19 points and just they shot the ball really well. Coach LaFleur has said a good statement, like they didn't have anything to lose.
Right.
They just came in. They just played. Like I don't know why, but all my life I've been, since I started playing basketball, I played on that team. You know that everybody just wants to be.
You think maybe you have something to do with that? Just yeah, might be pretty good.
Nah, it's just it's just that, you know, being UNLV with the past accolades that they set for us and all the standards that they set, not even conference, just any given day, and anybody just see those letters on our chest, they just want to kick on us.
Do you think the rest of your teammates understand that yet, that they're going to get, you know, Utah State on Saturday is going to come into the Thomas & Mack, and it's going to be one of their biggest games of the year because it's UNLV and because it's at the Thomas & Mack?
I mean, I pretty much believe they got it. It's not so much on us. It's just how the ball lies. I mean, you can't really telegraph a game because it's a game of runs. It's a game of opportunity. So just putting the ball in the basket, you can't really tell it what to do. You can't be like, don't go in the basket or go in the basket. We would love to have that. But it's just like certain teams are going to really come out and really play everything. And we're going to be ready for it. I believe so.
I love it. Last question for you. We've had you on before. You've been around this team now enough. You're kind of halfway through the schedule, basically. Conference, you're learning is a lot tougher. Are you happy with the progress of the team? And what do you see for the rest of the season for this club?
We took three tough losses. None of those losses were us giving up. So those was all learning points, learning games. The 12 wins we had, some of them was hard wins, like last night. So we learned from those wins as well. I feel like from now, looking forward, that we're going to capitalize on all the mistakes that we made, and we're going to be very strict and strategic on the things we have to do in order to, you know, be victorious at the end of the game.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, folks? I like it. All right, well, you tell Grandma to have fun with the snowman, and you tell Youngin over there to keep working hard.
Yeah.
And you come visit us again. Shakur Justin, really appreciate
Always
it.
Always good to have you, man.
Thank you, man.
We'll take another break. Come back with more of the Get Coach Menzies back on here. You listen to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. Anticipation. Runner Rebels getting ready for Utah State conference game, Thomas & Mack, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We'll get Coach Menzies talking about the Aggies here in just a moment. I'll remind you that if you're a season ticket holder, Saturday night is season ticket holder appreciation night. Stop by the table across from Portal 4. You can pick up an exclusive thank you giveaway and gift. You can get your ticket for an in-game raffle. Winners will be announced throughout the game. Lots of different prizes, ticket packages, Rebel gear, and more. And sign up to participate in on-court competitions during the game. Rejoined now by Coach Marvin Menzies. You know what? Every time we talk to – you know what? Every time we talk to Shakur, and every time you bring a new guy on, it's so much fun getting to know these kids.
It reaffirms I am the best recruiter in Division I basketball.
That's right.
Don't pull a muscle, patting yourself on the back, but I'm not going to disagree with you, especially in terms of the character.
No, there was
kids.
A mosquito there. Back there. Oh, I'm sorry. Get that mosquito. Can we go off script for a minute?
We can go off
script. All right. All right, everybody in the studio audience.
I love it.
Okay. If you wear a large or extra large shirt, raise your hand. Or you have someone you wear a large or extra large.
The whole bar just raise their hand.
Okay. Except the players. Put your hand down. All right. So now, do we already do the tickets?
No, we haven't done the tickets
yet. Okay, all right. So then we'll go off of a trivia question here. Let's go with...
Now, you know you have to know the answer if you're going to ask the question. One of us.
What did I bring you for?
All right.
Here it goes. Let's go with... who is the all-time... We could always Google it, right?
Yeah. Okay. But if you... I think... Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. No, I tell you what. You go ahead and ask the question then, because then I know you'll know it.
All right. So who is the all-time leading free throw percentage shooter in UNLV history?
Okay, you have to call on somebody.
Right.
All right, I'll call on somebody.
It's too late. They all yelled out Robert.
He had his hand up first.
Yeah, you did have your hand up.
He had his hand up first, so he wins.
All right. And who's the answer?
Robert,
you're right.
You're right.
Come on down. Come on down. My name is Monty Hall.
I like it. Monty.
All right. And the winner receives. Now, this shirt is
that's
a commemorative.
Extra large?
Yeah, this was the one that. Oh, no, this says large.
It is large.
Whatever. Might fit your wife.
It'll fit.
Anyway, this was the one that when we won the main event deal, the games on the strip. So you can't buy that in any store. So that's a good deal. Thank you, and thank you for knowing it was Robert.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming out. Are you saying I'm running out of material?
Oh, man.
He had that answer memorized. But anyway, okay, back on script here. You had a question.
We did have a question from our Twitter line. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Aggies real briefly.
Gotcha.
On Twitter, talking a little bit about Brandon McCoy and his – education as a post player at both ends of the floor.
Right.
Catching the ball on balance, catching the ball in good position, and on defense, being able to defend the post, not let a guy catch the ball too deep.
Right.
Just he
elaborate on that a little bit.
Please.
Okay, good. Well, I can go on for about half an hour on that answer, so just stop me when we need to cut to commercial.
We'll take about a minute.
Okay. And thank you, sponsors, for bearing with us on this. Okay, so here's the deal. Brandon McCoy, humble soul, wants to win. Has had a lot of success, but has a lot of room for improvement. Yeah. When you have young men that have this big name and this big hype, social media, rankings, McDonald's All-American, highly recruited, everyone expects them to be pros from day one and make no mistakes and have no blemishes. It's just not the reality of it just doesn't happen that way. There's no basketball player, DeAndre Ayton, anybody that comes out of high school and is fully developed. So Brandon is enjoying the process of learning and being educated. You know, he has some blemishes, but I tell you what, I wouldn't trade him for the world. He has such a high level of wanting to get better. And, you know, him and I sat and watched film today. After practice, Shakur and I, Brandon and Jordy and I were the guys after practice. Other guys were before practice. And Brandon watched the film, and you see him bobbing his head and just really wanting to understand how he can be a better player. But more importantly, he cares. He has no – like he's not even worried about the NBA. He knows that will take care of it when the time comes. He's so passionate about winning now and being a rebel, and that's why I brought him in. I don't think I would – recruit one and done guys if they didn't have his fiber, if they don't have his mentality. You know, so many guys have told me they're one and done guys or they're two and done. Coach, I'm probably only going to play for 2 years. I mean, I've got guys I recruited literally last year that are at other places that even aren't playing or are playing a little bit because they're freshmen, and they, you know, they told me they were, you know, one and done guys.
Well, they might be right.
Guys. Yeah, they may be one and done, but they're done, right?
Yeah, but done somewhere else. Yeah.
The point is, we've got a gem in this young man, and trust me, he has got a long way to go. But boy, I tell you what, he's gonna get there quick because of his mentality and his embracing learning and education. So we're really happy to have him. And you talk about the details of post defense and the ability to do your work early and have balance and all those kinds of things. At the end of the day, he's learning a lot, and I think he's really enjoying himself. If you ask Brandon, and we'll get him up here. Has he been here yet?
He has not been here yet.
Okay, no. So we'll bring him maybe perhaps next show. And he'll tell you that, I mean, the more and more you get to know this young man, the more you'll realize we've got a very special rebel here with us that whether he's here 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, we're all going to be very happy we had him at the end of the day.
I think that's terrific. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Aggies. You listen to Marvin Menzies' show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. Yeah, you're right. All right, back here at Bailiwick, our final segment, Runner Rebels and Utah State. season ticket holder appreciation night, Saturday night at the Thomas & Mack, 7 o'clock tip. Robert and I have all the action starting at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. And taking on the Aggies, not New Mexico State, the Utah State Aggies. This is a team that is playing really well all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're healthy. They've got everybody back. You know, they took some L's earlier in the season based on not having being at full complement. But they're playing great basketball right now. They just beat Fresno State in overtime, which is the team that was picked in the top three or four, I think, in conference. So it's going to be a fun game. It'll be fun to watch, and it'll be fun to win when we get everybody putting their butts in the seats.
Well, and I know you want to see butts in the seats at the Thomas & Mack on Saturday night.
Oh, 100%. You know, I really feel like a home court advantage is a real dynamic in Division I college basketball. I know our players love it. I know that the fans have a great time. We're doing some great things to make it an entertainment-type deal and not just the basketball game, but keeping you having fun all night long, a great family event. So should be a great game against a really, really good team that's hot right now.
Absolutely. Robert, you know Kobe McEwen, that guard for Utah State,
very
one of the best players in the conference.
Yep.
He's terrific. Well, we want you to come out Saturday night. We'll make sure we report on the snowman and how Shakur's grandma is doing out there. We'll let you know how Mbake has his hand has recovered from that block the other night and how his heart has recovered from that free throw. And we'll have some fun as the Runner Rebels take on Utah State, the Aggies, and looking for win number 13 and to get above 500 in conference play. Coach, I know you're excited to get to even at San Jose State and now a chance to get above water a little
bit. Right, we're at sea level right now. Now we got to poke our heads above the water and start to breathe and get to 2-1.
2-1 it is if the Rebels can get the win. We really appreciate all of you coming out. Hope you had a healthy and safe and happy new year and are enjoying things. We sure are, and we will be back with you a week from tonight back here at Bailiwick. Rebels play Utah State at home on season ticket holder appreciation night on Saturday, then at Air Force next Wednesday. So we'll be able to talk about both of those games. Air Force, you're going to enjoy that one, Shakur. We'll talk about that later. Utah State on Saturday night. Want to thank Brad for his engineering alongside. Want to thank Chris for engineering back in our studios. For Robert, for Coach Menzies, for Shakur, for Mbake, merci beaucoup encore. We want to thank you for coming out. We'll talk to you on Saturday night from the Thomas & Mack. Really appreciate it. Have a good evening, everybody.